Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the August 19th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. I expect we'll be joined shortly by Commissioner Fish. And before we get to our formal council calendar, I have the pleasure of a proclamation this morning. It's summertime. There's a Portland Little League team in the national championships. And we have a local entrepreneur who's a big league guy with a successful business, and we're here to celebrate him this morning. So let me read this proclamation, and then we'll welcome Rob to say a few words. Whereas Rob Nelson, a resident of Portland, Oregon since 1975, has been an exceptional figure, contributing his entrepreneurial spirit to the city of Portland's history, health, and culture. And whereas during his time as a pitcher for Portland's former local baseball team, the Portland Mavericks, Rob Nelson conceived the idea to create shredded bubble gum as an alternative to unhealthy smokeless tobacco. And whereas naming his creation Big League Chew, Rob Nelson's ingenuity would alter not only the confectionery industry, but also how the country enjoyed bubble gum. And whereas through his outreach, influence, and contributions to the sport of baseball, including the creation of the Little Mavericks Baseball School, the first ever baseball day camp for youth in Portland, Rob has continued to be a beacon to all on what it means to enjoy our country's pastime and a source of hope to all young innovators. And whereas Rob Nelson and Big League Chew celebrates its 35th anniversary, holding true to his vision to continue providing bubblegum fun for all ages, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim August 19th, 2015, to be Rob Nelson Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day, no doubt, by chewing gum. So, Rob, welcome, and come on up. Thanks for being here this morning. So we love being a city of entrepreneurs. You were one of those before we became so fashionable for seeing a city of entrepreneurs. Some advice for other young people who might want to start a business?
Well, I was part of the Portland Mavericks, and we like to think that we were the first team that started keeping Portland weird. It was a strange team. So I think that the whole idea of pursuing dreams and not being afraid to try and fail is what made things work for me. I will say it was the city of Portland. When I first came to the Mavericks, I didn't make the team, but the Parks and Rec Department, Bill Owens, helped me set up the Little Maverick School, and he and Paul Keenan, so many people in the city just made things work for me to allow me to stay in Portland. I had come from South Africa where I was playing ball and teaching school back in 1975. I thought I'd be here for 10 weeks, and I've been here for 40 years. And I think it's the climate of Portland that encourages guys like myself to take some risks and see what's out there. And I never thought 35 years later kids would still be blowing big league bubbles, but I'm grateful, certainly, as are my 11-year-old twins and my 15-year-old daughter.
Mayor, great. Can I just ask a question?
Please.
One of the Big League Chew things you've given us has Charlie Hales' picture on it. And I was wondering, was Mr. Hales known more for his bat or his glove?
Definitely a glove man. Definitely a glove man.
Got to be flexible in this business.
He had a good first step, from what I remember, yeah.
Well, Rob, thank you. We'd love to take a photo with the council.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
And I'll hold this.
How's that? One, two, three. Very nice.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, we don't normally say this at the beginning of council meetings, but play ball. Let's get started. So.